Tuesday. It is the 2nd of October. And with me now, a fascinating gentleman who has written a book about political slogans, but really more than that. It's really about how to use slogans, not only to understand what political slogans mean, how they influence the vote, but also how using these slogans really can help, or using any slogans for that matter, can help with your own life and living your life and turning things around. There's a lot of meat to this book. It's called, hang on a second, Oh God, Now What? Don Mann, how are you this morning?
Oh, hey, good morning. Just absolutely great. Thank you.
Now, you have got an interesting background. You are, a consultant of sorts. You're a business growth expert. You've turned a bunch of companies around, and you've done it in what some would say is a fairly unorthodox way.
Absolutely. By the way, the name of the book is Okay, God, Now What?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. That's right. Okay, God, Now What?
Just imagine yourself up against the wall, and you got no one to help you, and you're going to cry out, Okay, God, Now What?
Tell me about the part of this book that is interesting, especially right now with the campaign going on. What are the political slogans that our two presidential candidates are out there with? What are they doing? What do they mean? How do they influence the vote? And how do you get across? How does this information? How do you get this information? Or how do you figure all this out?
Okay. Well, we'll start with the first part. The current slogans are from Mr. Obama is forward, and from Mr. Romney it's believe in America. And the reason that politicians gravitate and use slogans so much is because that's the way we humans think. Actually, what happens through the course of the day, your life is really recorded in your subconscious mind, and then those things that are heart-written in there that are deep inside of you or consistent inside of you will then become up during the day as do this, do that, feel this way, feel that way. And so what politicians are looking to do is to find a way to tap into your existing subconscious heart rating and then leverage that in their political campaign. So what they're going to be doing, and they're still doing it, is looking for the best slogans that attach themselves to people, that people attach themselves to those slogans, so they can identify themselves as being part of that particular person for voting on voting day.
So, Don, is it fair to say that each of the candidates have people that are basically developing these slogans for exactly the purposes that you're explaining right here? If it's so, is that a fairly recent phenomenon? I mean, I can't imagine that the candidates were doing that even two decades ago.
Oh, actually, there were books written on that back in the 1700s. This has been going on for a long time.
Uh-huh.
It is the greatest advertising program in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process of persuasion, and it uses the top talent of Madison's Avenue and the top scientists and professors in the science called neuromarketing. So what they're doing is they're not only using, like Abraham Lincoln did perhaps, but they're using the top techniques of Madison Avenue to get through to people and to convince them to do what they want them to on voting day, which is to vote for them.
Okay. Now, you also talk in this book about how you can apply this same process to really anyone's own life.
Oh, absolutely. The way that I learned this technique happened for me one day years ago when I was feeling really great. Life was good. Marriage was good. Kids were good. Things were working. We finally even had a little spending money. And I walked in. My boss called me into his office, and he gave me what I learned to call the assignment from hell. I went in happy and came out numb. Immediately afterwards, another VP came up to me in the hallway and said, better than you have tried to turn that plan around, and they failed. So long, it's been nice knowing you. Not only was the job impossible, it was halfway across the country. I'd be on the road all the time. You know, I was finally like the president of my own division. I was given complete hire and fire authority. But what good did that do? This was a technical problem. And the only scientists and engineers on the planet who knew anything about it were the same ones locked into, now get these words, fear, denial, and fault-finding. The only way out was for them to, number one, get out of fear, number two, face the facts, and number three, move into creativity and own the problem to fix it. And no matter what I did, I couldn't throw them in any more limiting fear, because that would have just made it even worse. And on top of all that, a whole town and really people across the country, thousands of people across the country, depended on us solving this problem and getting it back into operation. So the first thing for me was, after that great news from that vice president who really helped me out, right, was to not, for myself, get into mind-limiting fear. And then the second was, of course, not to drive others into it. And so what I did was, I did what I'd done for years. I went to my knees. I started to seek the scriptures, started to seek the Lord, because I needed to have the wisdom how not to throw these guys any more fear, which is a little more subtle than just do this, do that. And so with my eyes scanning the horizon like a radar beam, looking for the wisdom and help of God to show up somewhere, we moved forward. And you know what? We did it. In 6 years, we went from losing money to $500 million in sales with the same people. And it was 15 years later that I learned the science to explain what I had done for myself and the people of the past. That very same program that I developed doing for myself to keep my head straight in the middle of confusion and chaos was the same thing that I put into the creation of Okay, God, Now What? For example, I had one of a guy, I know his name is James. He's a returning veteran. He was in the business of sales. Things weren't going well for him. His marriage was in trouble. He got hold of the book. He saw how scriptural it was. He'd been a minister in church for years, but he'd never seen it applied. He started doing the affirmations, and what he said was, all of a sudden, it's like my heart started to have a rock built into it, a flagpole. And I may have been the flag flipping in the wind, but I was no longer a piece of paper thrown up against the wall. That's what happened when he started to do the affirmations. So anybody can do it. It's for anybody, and it's the way we're built to operate.
Very interesting stuff. So really, this book, Okay, God, Now What, works on several levels, and perhaps the most important of which is how to turn around one's own life with the same type of religious affirmation.
Oh, absolutely. It's what we're made for. In other words, the scientist has discovered that what happens is it takes over time, but whatever is written in your heart, that's what your subconscious continually puts up in what's called the voice of the conscious or the voice of the mind or the little voice inside of you or that gut feeling. They're all different terms for the same thing. To give you the feeling what to do next. Unfortunately for all of us, it's what's been built in our past, good, bad, or indifferent. Your subconscious has no value judgments whatsoever.
Now, I know that you can go to on the internet to okgodnowwhat.com to order this book. You can also do it by calling 1-800-903-6625. I take it it's also available elsewhere as well?
Oh, it's available at Amazon, Borders, iTunes, Nook, all kinds of places that you can get it. If you go to my website, okgodnowwhat.com, you can also get a list of the top 10 free affirmations that I'll send to you that will get you started doing them, and it's for free.
Well, that's fabulous. Don, thanks for being with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Hey, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Now, do you find, by the way, just one more question,
okay,
that because of the nature of this book in terms of the political slogans, that you've gotten a boost yourself and from this book during the political campaign?
Oh, absolutely. See, the secret is that the political campaign, the slogans that they use, this is the part that's really tough. Only 5 or 10% of the political campaign is positive.
Yeah.
Forward and believe in America are good positive statements, right?
Mm-hmm.
90% of it is negative.
Of course.
And they have found the only way to win elections is negative. Well, what happens is every one of those negative statements attacks your personal self-identity and capability. It throws you into fear, denial, and accusing others, and you don't own any problems to fix them. Your mind becomes numb in the panic, fear response of fight or flight.
Indeed. Don, again, thank you so much. Amazing, very, very interesting book, and we'll definitely want to look more at this. And it's got some very good stuff for anybody looking to better their own life.
And absolutely, it's what we're made for.
Okay, indeed. Thanks again, Don. Have a fabulous day.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rich. You too.
Absolutely.
1977 downtown.